Miss Sue You Branding, MissSueYou.com, bringing it to you, the whole truth. More coming up. Good morning to everyone that decided to tune in today to The Whole Truth. I am your delighted host, Miss Sue You, bringing it to you on November 23rd, 2022, tomorrow. What is it? Do you celebrate Thanksgiving if you are one of those individuals that love to sit down and eat at the table with family or friends or loved ones, and you honor the turkey? For those that do not like turkey, maybe some ham or chicken. If you will be there at the table tomorrow, enjoy yourself. I'm planning on spending time with family and friends, getting to know people and how they feel about this world right now. That's right. Can we predict? Do we have the authority to predict the outcome of this world and the violence? Human behavior. How people cope with changing society. How do they deal with changes? I will be back. See you soon. When they refuse to prosecute, remember the truth. The whole truth. Hopefully, nothing but the truth. It's been a busy week trying to prepare for tomorrow for the first time, spending time with special people. Certain special people. I do have special people in my life. But tomorrow will be other special people. Do you understand? Today, I've been thinking about current events, what just happened in the state of Virginia. And prior to that, in other parts of the United States. In 2021, there were 694,050 violent crime incidents. So 694,050. 694,050. You follow me? Violent crime incidents and 817,020 offenses reported in the United States by 11,794 law enforcement agencies that submitted National Incident-Based Reporting System, NIBRS data, and covers 64% of the total population. I'm reading from Crime Data Explorer. How are the numbers calculated? I believe you would have to go to their website and try to make sense out of this. But that's a lot of crime. What the public thinks and data shows about violent crime in the United States? Is it important what the public thinks and says? Do we really count PEWresearch.org, Pew Research Center? It really talks about people in general, people like me, that want to know more about violent crime, how it affects them. How does it affect you and me? Some people are like, we really don't care because people are going to do what they want to do regardless of reports and statistics. They already have their minds made up. It doesn't really reach us. It doesn't affect us. So why should we even get involved? Crime is going to be here until the day we leave this earth. So let's stop talking about it. We're not going to do anything about it. So why are we elaborating on this subject? Who cares about your websites, your research, and your opinions? I don't give a hoot about your facts. Oh, really? Some feel as though they're going to stay armed or strapped, and they're ready for whatever comes their way. They will deal with it when that time comes. And you shouldn't be so paranoid. And if you can't handle the fact that there is a rise in crime in this country, you don't need to be in this country. Why don't you just move and get the bleep on? All you do is complain about what's going on, and you do not do a ooh, hoo, hoo thing about it. You just run your mouth and you want to show off and just talk. Why don't you go out there and vote and volunteer and help your representatives, and then there wouldn't be such a rise in violent crime. You are a loser and you need to get on some medication because you're not down with your peoples. You really need to be quiet because you are not helping the incidents whatsoever. Just shut up. But then there are people that are saying enough is enough. We do care. We deserve to be respected. Oh, we are human and we do count regardless of whether people say we do or not. We live in this country and we have just as much attitude and value as anyone. And we should not be pushed to the side and treated like we're just here to provide and do something for people. It's not our job. Our job is to take care of us, only us, right here on this earth. That's our job. That's our responsibility. Not to save this world and change other people and roll out the carpet and make it comfortable for other people. That is not why we are here. We're here to maintain us, just us, not the leaders, not the representatives, no one else but us. So then we're not the ones with the attitude. You are the one with the attitude. And when you understand that no one owes you anything because of your personal beliefs, once you get that straight in your head, in your mind, and take your belongings and your little negative state of mind, then maybe we can get somewhere, because it's not us. It's the people that always think that we ought to just help, 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 do something for someone else and make this world better. We ought to spend all our time and energy and efforts just to make this world a better place while other people sit back and dictate how we should do things for nothing. Wasting our time and using our energy just to make things better and comfortable for other people, when we need to take care of ourselves and make it comfortable for us. Just stop the violence. Get you some home training. Learn how to get along with people without using violence, guns. Go to a therapist, a social worker, a counselor, peers that are supportive. You can find other ways to deal with your circumstances. You don't have to go out there and get guns, rifles, explosives, dangerous tactics to harm other people. And it's not our responsibility to help those people that need to grow up and get out of diapers, that probably lost their way, lost some kind of connection with reality. It's not my job. Some people need to take responsibility for their own actions. It's not our job to try to make this world less complicated for other people when they're not doing anything to help themselves and remedy this crisis. Just about every day, there's a violent incident that is so chaotic. It's all over the news, and this must stop. And then we have people that are so social and greedy, and they think that it's not going to end until everybody comes together and stops this violence. Well, we do individually have our own responsibilities. And I do understand that. And when everybody understands that, hey, look, I need to take care of my responsibilities and stay out of other people's way that I don't like. Do not make life complicated and miserable for other people, and then there won't be a problem. Some people must try to target other people because they feel as though they have that right or that privilege. But then on the other hand, we have people that are just victims and they are just tired. People like to bully certain people and take advantage of certain people. They like to use certain people. They like to target and get over on certain people, the ones that they know that they could handle like that. And those individuals have tried to cope and deal with being bullied or had. And what do they do? How can we blame them for their circumstances when we have products, people that have contributed, that are irresponsible and cause those circumstances? Do you get what I'm saying? There are people that can very much well handle their stressors and their predicaments. But there are others that have did so much and all that they could. They've been singled out. And where do they go? Who do they turn to? So I try to look at all sides instead of quickly jumping to conclusions and singling out certain individuals or certain groups. There are people out there that don't care. As simple as that. And they will try to get their point across in a way that is so unacceptable, unrealistic, violent, sneaky, betraying, hateful, downright messy and deceitful. And some people are good pretenders and liars. They put on a show in front of people as if they are so innocent, so good, so holy, so religious, so educated, so smart, so charming. They're very smooth and they can persuade people that they do no wrong. They never did anything wrong. They're so perfect. They never harmed anyone. They never will. And they can try to convince people that there are others that are so wrong, sick, ill, mental, criminal, instead of being involved with the whole truth. And once we understand that everyone plays a role in this world, whether we are Christians or not, criminals or not, man or not, woman or not, we're all in this world. And when we look at the issue, get down to the root of the problem, evaluate and examine, investigate, we can merely understand, but some of us do not want to do that. They rather cause than to remain so responsible. They add more fuel to the fire rather than be responsible. They throw rocks and hide. They're corrupted rather than being responsible. They are so much absorbed in other people's lives instead of being absorbed in their own lives. Instead of being responsible, they would rather turn to other people and try to see how they could get out of the responsibilities. Like a child, a little newborn child that needs to be raised and nurtured and taught. In this complicated world that we're in now, where there is violence. And where does it end? Can we predict the outcome? Do we know the future? Some people say, well, if it continues, it's just going to get out of hand. Is that how we predict? Do we have a right to predict? Do we continue to research the number of violent incidents in this country and know the facts? How do we get better and beyond? How did it start? And where does it end? More coming up. According to incomplete data released by the FBI, violent crime fell by an estimated 1% in 2021 compared with the previous year. However, the number of murders increased by more than 4%. Thank you for returning. For those of you in the United States, I'm here again. And if you see me in public, you know who I am, if you know who I am. For those of you in other parts of the world, hello out there. Hope to meet you one day, and hopefully soon. Violent crime is much talked about here in the United States. Some people say there is a significant rise in the number of violent incidents. And some say they have had enough. Some say, I'm not going to worry about this world and what's going on in this world. I understand. Why should people worry? I think it's something that people think about and talk about, but to make it on the calendar to worry about, why? Why get so wrapped up in crime? Numbers, statistics, problems, news. How does it affect us? Maybe that's the question. I don't know. But some people do not want to live where there is crime. And they do move. So for those that say, why don't you move? If you don't like it where you live, get up and pack up your things and find you another place to go, because we don't want to hear it, okay? For those of you that are so smart and privileged, maybe you can say that. For those that do not care, unless it really affects you or a family member or it harms you or causes you significant problems, some really are like, I don't care about you and your problems. I don't care about the violence in your neighborhoods. I don't care about the violence on your job. I don't care about you. And I rarely care about myself. Some people have a smart attitude and a big mouth when it comes to discouraging people. And when they feel as though they're in a position where they got you where they want you and they don't have to give a hoot about you and your situation, your neighborhood, how you live and how crime or violence affects you, they don't care. But when it happens to them, then they start caring. But right now, if it doesn't affect them and they got it made, they feel as though they are so much more honored. And special than you. They could talk about you and the situation that you're in, downplay you, go behind your back and laugh, stab you in the back. Say all kind of trifling things about you because you're going through something in your life, in your neighborhood, in your environment, because they're not going through that. Oh, I don't see that. That's not what I have. You're a liar. You know there's a rise in crime, or you know there's a problem in someone's life. You know that something happened to someone or things are happening, but you would rather with your proud mind and disposition, you're going to sit there and lie and cover up the fact that crime is a problem. Violence is a problem. Harming people is a problem. Disabling people, hating people, abusing people is a problem. And those of you that sit back and act like, oh, well, you must deal with it. If you can't deal with it, why don't you just go on and get somewhere, okay? And you, all you want to do is talk, but you ain't helping the issue. And then we go back to the same thing again. It ain't my issue to help. It's not my job. I'm not getting paid to even try to deal with this and make some sense out of it. Or to relieve people. For those that are getting paid to do a job, they still have a problem and an attitude. And they're not going to do anything, but they would rather try to get people to come volunteer and do their job for them. They would rather have people evicted out on the streets, homeless, unemployed, running to physicians and therapists to help deal with the issue while they sit back and deny the fact that there is a problem. Before the situation even gets out of hand, they know there is a problem, but they would rather sit back and act like, okie dokie, maybe I will do my job someday. Maybe I will be responsible one day, but right now I don't have to do anything. Go somewhere with your attitude instead of telling people that they need to move and go somewhere. There are people that really need jobs and would love to be in your position. And you sit there and act like you don't have to deal with the crimes or the situation, the abuses, the abuse of power, abusing privileges, and people taking advantage of the taxpayers knowing that there are problems. They have gotten so comfortable in their positions, they're not going to do anything but try to find out what the citizens aren't doing. A bunch of Democratic hypocrites. Is that what they are? You tell me. No, it's not my job to worry. I don't get paid to worry. You're right. I should not be worrying. I need to take care of myself. We have economic slavery in this country, systemic slavery in this country, where people do not do the work that they're getting paid to do, and they will tell you they're not gonna do it. They will tell you they do not have to do it. They will tell you to move and get out and go somewhere if you don't like it. They will hang up the phone on you when there are issues that need to be dealt with. That is a form of slavery where they are using and abusing taxpayers' money, and they don't give a hoot about any taxpayer right here in America. So privileged people here. Spoiled Americans that still honor slavery. A different form of slavery right now in 2022, where people just get paid to do a job to sit there with that messed up mind, that messed up mentality. They don't give a hoot about their own selves. How are they gonna care about you? They don't even take care of their own responsibilities. How are they going to manage a job? How are they going to work properly if they are so systemically irresponsible? They're not going to do any work, and they don't want to see you working. They're not getting anywhere, and they don't want to see you get anywhere. They are unhappy, and they want to see you unhappy. The only thing they think about, and the only one they think about, is who? Look at them. They looking at themselves in the mirror. They don't care about you, your face, your survival, your coping, your day-to-day living, your survival. They're comfortable in that current selfish situation that they're in. They want to talk about your English, that you don't speak proper English. They can't understand what you're saying, and they don't want to deal with you unless you can come to them with some kind of proper education and be able to communicate with them on their level. As if they're an English grammar teacher and you're a student in the classroom. All their excuses for not doing what they are supposed to do. The immaturity in an adult human being is out of control. They're gonna run for office and want someone to vote for them when they need to work on their own personal being. Their personhood, their personal walk in life, their own goals, and get their dreams together and stop trying to work on someone else's life and someone else's goals and dreams. Stop trying to take care of someone else and watch someone else and manage someone else when they need to manage themselves. It's a messed up world where people stand up and they act like they are so powerful and so privileged and messing up stuff. Talking about what other people are doing, what other people did, watching to see what other people are doing when they need to be focusing on them and their responsibilities and take care of themselves. But they're so busy trying to be so consumed in someone else's life, trying to meddle and get all wrapped up into so much corruption and deception until they are so evil, downright disrespectful and inconsiderate. We have a violent outbreak in the United States. And people act as if it doesn't even exist. So many people are being shot using guns, weapons. Where are they getting the guns from? Why are people believing they do not have to have a permit, specifically a gun permit, walking the streets in the United States? And you can run or walk right into shots that are being fired, bullets. You can walk down the street minding your own business and get caught up into crossfire, minding, I said, your own business. Because there are no boundaries anymore in some people's eyes. They are taking advantage of the right to bear arms. Who cares about the innocent children, senior citizens, women, or any human being? Just as long as the United States remains in power and has the control over the people, that's what we want. Is that the way it goes here? As long as we can stand up and call the shots and tell people what to do and dictate people's lives, that's what matters. Nothing else. We must remain in control. in this country, and we must stay on top, and we must be number one by any means necessary. If it takes people losing their lives due to gun violence, when are we gonna let go of the power and the control and realize what's really going on here in America? Do we really care? We're so busy wrapped up into making the American dollar so much stronger. Oh, that's our priority? Oh, it's more important than human beings, the lives of innocent people. Oh, America. Oh, can we predict? Do we know the future? Well, if we can predict and we know the future, how did we get here? You tell me that. And tell me what's next. If we can predict, lay it out on the table for me. Spread it all out so I can see it. No, because I don't think we can predict. Very, very accurately. We can try to predict. But if we knew everything, there would be no violence. If we could predict and know everything, we could get to a better world. That's what I believe. Oh, we can try to predict, but I don't think that we're going to be 100% accurate all the time. So why don't we just step back sometimes and listen? Instead of knowing that we are always in a position to predict. And we can predict. That's right. Every day. And we already know the outcome. So we don't have a problem. Oh, is that the way it works? But we're so smart here in this country. We can tell all the other countries how to live and what's best for them. We can talk and talk and talk and talk and show off and put on a show and perform for the other countries and let them know how much we have here in the United States, how much we've accomplished and obtained. We can kind of show the world how we overcame so many obstacles, but we won't tell them how we really, really became so economically strong. But we do know America was corrupted from the beginning and flourished in corruption, and we still flourish in fraud, waste, and abuse. And we could care less about the poor, the working class, just as long as they pay their taxes. That's all we are concerned about. Because we know as long as we got them where we want them, they're going to pay taxes and we're going to continue to use and abuse those tax dollars. Oh, yes, it is economic slavery. There is slavery here in America, and if we would just get off the slave trip, be equal and fair, let go of human beings and stop treating them like animals and property, maybe there would be less violence here in this country. Have you ever thought about that? Have a great holiday tomorrow. Peace be with everyone.